Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope.
I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings. I propose that we as a city remove the...
And the Bulldog.
Boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash.
On WGR.
We can take these steps and show the country that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long. And we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Sports Radio 550.
I would have done well at one point on my vacation last week to have ordered boneless crab cakes.
Ooh.
Based on what I was served. I was not specific enough when I ordered crab cakes that I should have said without shells.
Just say it for everything, just to be safe.
Just to be safe. I might do that. Boneless tacos. They're not going to be worse. Well, you know what? That kind of ordering, that can get you into trouble.
Yeah, right.
Actually.
Right. You might, you know, your food could meet with something untoward from the people preparing it if you're too cute.
Yeah, I don't want to take that risk. Yeah. Not worth it.
Uh-huh.
It's about percentages. Percentages all over the news today. Vaccine percentages. Uh-huh. What are the chances you get the shells in your crab cakes versus what are the chances that somebody messes with your food if you overorder or you insist or even just mention in your order that you don't want any shells? I think probably the percentage is higher of the percentage of having the problem is higher when you order that way than if you just order normally and take your chances with the food.
Well, I just managed while Joe was doing the update to download the Excelsior Pass app that is in the news today because of what the county executive announced this afternoon. And sign up and verify, and I already have a pass.
Is that like buying season tickets now?
I'm not a robot thing, but it was the easiest I'm not a robot exercise I've ever had. It was very clear and very easy, and I managed to complete it. But interestingly,
what was the object?
Chimneys. Chimneys, and there were only there was one chimney in the series of photos. Like, what are there, 12 photos, 16 photos, whatever there are. There was one chimney, and it was in four of the squares partially, and that was it. It was like the easiest job ever.
Oh, that's
like,
better when there's one picture.
Yeah, right? Instead of like, how many of these images have taxi cabs in them? And the picture is the size of a dime. Like, I don't know. You've got a street scene here that's the size of a dime. It's on my phone. I can't tell if there's a taxi cab there.
You know what I've started doing?
Idiots.
I have just started. I look at I get the one like the crosswalks when it's like, or traffic lights when it's like that. And like maybe a teensy corner of the traffic light sort of bleeds over into the other square. I'm just going to make a fun design with my robot choices and go, just give me the next one.
Right.
Because they usually just keep giving you questions until you get them right, don't they?
Yeah.
Like they don't just cancel you after one mistake.
I've never gone more than three images in. Like without, you know, I think I failed twice and then I get it on the third. So I don't know if there's a number, like, you know, trying to log into your bank account or something where right. they finally go,
freeze.
That's enough. You probably are a robot. We're not sure, but
yes.
we're stopping you here. The gatekeeper in us is saying that's enough. Try.
Percentages.
I've never gotten that far. But interestingly, this passive, I'm going to say this now for people who might be like-minded, you know, who are just hearing this news today, and even maybe, you know, if I might flatter myself, hearing me say I just did it and it took 2 minutes. The notification here, there's a little pass, my date of birth on there, but it says it expires on September 22nd, which, you know, for Bills games is not really ideal because the season will just be getting started.
What expires on the 22nd?
It says you have a COVID-19 vaccination active pass as my date of birth, and then it says expires 9/22/21 at midnight.
Is that maybe, 6 months from your shots or something? What is that date?
I don't know. My second shot was on the 26th of March, so I'm not sure. I mean, it's almost 6 months,
but
not exactly.
Hmm.
And I imagine what I mean, I'm seeing that. I'm just telling people that that's what you might get. Probably, I would imagine that's just the timeline, and maybe you just have to re-up it once you've done it. You know what I mean? Like, just
renew your pass.
Yeah, I guess. I'm imagining anyway, but it was that easy to do. It was not a labyrinth of hell or anything. It was pretty straightforward.
Once you got past the chimneys, you were safe.
Once I got past the chimneys,
smooth sailing.
Now, if you get crosswalks, I mean, you're on your own. You might have a little more trouble than I had, but the chimneys were real easy.
Yeah. Well, I did the same thing, but I've only had one shot. I shouldn't even. It's only compared with you. Did we talk about this? The last day I was here before yesterday, I was scrambling to get an appointment because that was right when they allowed it
right.
for, 30 and up?
Yeah, I think the Wednesday before you left, you said you were going to be off on Thursday because you were going to get a shot.
Right. First thing, so 30 and up, I checked to make sure I was 30 and up. Mm-hmm. And I checked and I am. I don't feel like it, but I checked and I am. So I went ahead and it was just like, yeah, we talked about it. I remember talking about it now and tweeting about it. Like, it's just sort of frenetic, like buying concert tickets or something
right,
when you're online
right.
and you pick an appointment. Like, half a second later, it's taken. I think it's probably a lot better now than it was even then, like 2 weeks ago. Because just that's one thing with the county executive today that I think you can gather. And I don't think this is surprising from his announcement that the county supports. There's something interesting in the wording, too. Fully vaccinated crowds, full houses at the stadium and the arena come the fall. But I think it's implied here that, we're going to have plenty of doses, plenty of supply now to then. So I'm not going to have to worry about, we're not going to have to worry about, well, I couldn't get one. I don't think there's any room here for that argument. With this, I mean, again, but that's not surprising. That's what I would have thought anyway. That's, I think, how it's been trending. Just the exponential increase in availability and supply leads to this sort of confidence.
As Erie County
can state, we're going to need you to be vaccinated to come to games, and we know that we can get that done for you as long as you're willing.
Yeah, I feel like that's trending in a very positive direction. Like the percentage of people already vaccinated in the county to me was impressive when I saw
almost 50% one dose so far, and was it like 34% too?
Yeah, I saw a number in the 30s was the one that for
it's
fully
amazing.
Vaccinated, and I was like, okay, it hasn't been that long, really. I
mean, that's right.
The pandemic has been a marathon, of course, and is taxing everyone in a variety of different ways, and some severely. But the as far as the vaccination goes, I mean, I don't know. My wife got vaccinated in January, and she was, she's a frontline worker. She was, kind of at the front of the line, I guess, or near it anyway. And I don't know. We're 4 months out from that, and to have 34% of people fully vaccinated and even 50% with one shot, so on their way to being fully vaccinated, is, I think, pretty impressive.
Right. That 50% will be fully in 3 weeks.
Right.
Because if you got one shot yesterday, you'd have your second shot 3 weeks from yesterday. I think that's a straight line. So, this is big. I mean, it's a couple of things. First, it's full houses. On your Twitter, too, you're probably seeing national reaction to what Mark Poloncarz has said. Because it stands out within the NFL that the Bills are going to be a team with a full house. That's the plan, anyway. That's news. That's news already, right there.
Right.
And so not everywhere in the league, and I think far from it, are we at a point where teams are talking like that yet. It's not the teams doing the talking here. It's the county executive. One of the few things I wonder about this, because I've had no chance to really call anybody to discuss it, to find out, is whether the owners were consulted. I mean, the county owns both the stadium and the arena. And I said it already, he wrote that the county supports returning all fans to the stadium and the arena. I don't think he goes even, I don't know. But I feel like he doesn't go this far, even if he's concerned about whether it's legal or just what he's doing by sort of announcing that. But there probably are more shoes to drop, if you will, for this to become like the deal. Right? I mean, he can't.
I wouldn't expect that people who disagree with this are just going to quietly put their heads down and go, well, I wasn't going to get the vaccine, but I guess I will now. Like, I would imagine there'll be some challenge about it. I you know, how formal and how big and how, you know, credible, how much of a threat to what the county executive announced today that challenge could be, I have no idea sitting here right now. But I would think there'll be some noise about it.
Yeah, and so what sort of footing would that crowd have in this situation? I asked Joe, I don't know that answer. I asked Joe, do you know anybody, like does anybody come to mind as somebody that would have a real problem here? Because they were both somebody that was opposed to getting vaccinated and loves to go to Bills games. This is a lot of people. I'm not saying that like it would be that hard to find people. I'm sure a lot of people listening right now would fall into that sort of that cluster. But I think of one particular person in my life who has expressed opposition to getting vaccinated, but that person would have absolutely no interest in going to Bills games. So I asked Joe, like, do you know anybody? He was like, oh, yeah. And the conversations have already started in like little social groups, of course, and sort of will this be a thing? I would think yes, that it would become a catalyst for some people who were against it. Like, well, geez, now I'm going to have to. Like, that won't be everybody, but I would think that that'd be a lot of people. So, anybody come to mind for you that would fit into that?
No, I mean, I don't think I've had. I've had interactions online. Does that count? I mean, do I know those people? I don't think so. At least I don't know that I do. Okay. But as far as my circle of friends, I mean, I can't think of one person that I would consider a close friend. Now, you know, we're also on the tail end of more than a year here without seeing your normal circle, right? I mean, there's an inner circle that I've interacted with pretty consistently over the past year, but I can count those people on like one and a half hands. So I've got other friends that I just have not seen in a very long time, but so I don't know for sure where everybody stands, you know, but no one springs to mind immediately as like, oh boy, this guy or this girl, like this family is going to be upset about this because I know they're fervent Bills fans and also really opposed to the idea of being told what to do as far as the vaccine goes. No one springs to mind for me. How about you?
No, like I said, not really, but Joe.
Yeah, a couple people. Well, no, really, it's one person in one group chat that's a fantasy football league. And that's been a bit of a storm the last couple of days and into today. So, yeah, I know one person, but it's not like I know a bunch of people like that.
You know, I don't...
And they are a season ticket holder.
It's tough. Just like I don't want to be too private about this because there's a job to do here. I just don't... This is sort of normal for me. But it could vary depending on what we're talking about. Like I just don't think of these sort of things as infringements. And I know lots of people do, and every one of these is sort of a little bit less privacy. It's a little bit less certain things. It's the gradual decline, that sort of thinking. And You know, sometimes when I reflect on that, I think of myself as naive. But for the most part, I think of myself as happier. You know, like I just don't think of these things quite as infringements. So, like, okay, what do you need? Do you need me to get a vaccine? Well, public health officials overwhelmingly support it. So what am I going to do? Say no? Like, right. Why would I say no? Right? So, right. But I do, I'm telling you again, like, there are times I don't claim any individual expertise on that, of course. Like, who does? How many people are experts on this sort of field, right? You take your lead from people you consider to be experts. So at times I feel like I should know more, and I feel, geez, am I naive here? Some people will call you names. But overall, I just feel like life is a little bit happier this way. And so go ahead. I mean, you know, this protects other people. This avails me to going to football and hockey games. Okay, what's the downside?
No, I mean, exactly. I mean, I was eager to get in line when the opportunity presented itself, and did so. And, you know, I told you yesterday, I drove my 17-year-old son. Now that opened up, I think, as of last Tuesday, 16 and up. So 17-year-old Leo and I drove to Corning, because that just, you know, I did what you did a couple weeks ago. I spent a part of an afternoon going around, and, like, that came up, and I'm like, all right, I mean, we're traveling tomorrow, the three of us, my wife and Leo and I, and, like, you know, I know it's only the one shot, but I thought, all right, well, it's worth it to me to drive there twice to get him at least on the path before we get on an airplane. You know, that was my thought process. So, but, you know, as far as, like, whether you're naive about it, I have not had any hesitation about this, but I have thought about why, and I guess it's just science. You know, I trust science. I trust my wife, who is, you know, deep in, you know, she's someone who would have read trials and studies and every, you know, that's how she is. She consumes that information, and it becomes knowledge. I mean, she's just very impressive that way. So I trust that, but, like, in my life, generally, I'm a question authority kind of person. You know, like, I don't just, what's the ulterior motive? Who is this good for? You know, like, just in everything, you know, politics and policy and just the, you know, day-to-day life. Like, why are you telling me to do this or that? And who's getting paid, right? I'm a skeptic in that way. But yet, when it came to this, I'm just like, okay, yeah, all right, this is going to protect me 95%, sure, and there's, like, a 1 in a million chance that something goes awry? Yeah, I like those odds.
Or less.
I trust, I'm going to trust that, right, less. I trust that, so, you know, line me up.
Yeah, so power move here. Really, really cool, in my opinion, and we'll see what kind of consequences there are in the coming days or weeks here. The county executive said today that he wants it all in place by July. Have policy so that once preseason starts, they're ready to go. People can exercise their rights to not get vaccinated, to not go to sporting events, but it's not like, you know, you have some sort of natural right to go to the stadium or anything like that. So very interesting. Does it change how you feel about week one?
As far as it being a home game,
yes.
Like you were advocating for, yes, a month or so ago. I mean, you made a compelling case that day that started swaying me. But then, you know, once we stopped talking about it, I think the next time we revisited it, I liked the idea of going to Kansas City for, like, Sunday night football for the opener. But I think if you start talking, I saw someone on Twitter, that just a picture of a full stadium on a blue sky, beautiful day at some point before we started the show. And that's the, you know, just seeing that. And then if you spend 10 seconds even thinking about it, that's a pretty compelling it's a pretty compelling idea.
Yeah.
To, like, have, you know, we can do this. We can do this safely, and we can do this like we're used to doing it. And we're not going to have to wait until week two. It's pretty juicy.
The Bills, according to Sal Capaccio, have made a statement. It reads, quote, "As we did last year, we will continue to cooperate and comply with all New York State and local government regulations regarding our sporting events." So if that, whatever that means to you, the Bills are not, you know, standing in opposition or anything
objecting.
Like that.
Yeah, right.
I wonder if they were consulted. I don't know to what extent they would need to be or would need to sort of approve anything like that. But it seems like it would probably be good practice. Maybe I should assume that it happened. I don't know. I tend to stay away from politics, but maybe that would have happened today if it matters. What about masks will be a popular question here in the coming weeks and months, maybe, because as the community, as society has increased in terms of the vaccinations, you're still seeing mask requirements everywhere. And a lot of people, including perhaps myself, will want to ask that question as we get to games. Is, all right, so if everybody in here has had the shots and we can all prove it, we're all going to take our phones out and hold them up to the gatekeeper so they can let us in. Are we going to need to wear masks also? And, I mean, it's probably too early to know like where we're at. I mean, you've had a recent increase in hospitalizations, and so we're not at a point yet where we're all ready to just strip the masks away. If we'll get there, I don't know. As with all of this, there have been very interesting developments, side effects, different things, you know, the flu and colds and every other way where there's been declines in other ailments. So I don't know what the end game might be for masks, but...
Yeah, I don't know that I got to stop short of saying I've had a very healthy year. There were a couple of times where I got you know, just a cold and got a little nervous, and that's probably happened to a lot of people. So it hasn't been flawless, but I don't know. Like, I might be inclined to just keep wearing my mask when I go to the grocery store, you know, just because I'm in the habit now. And if it can help stem the spread of other things that are more, you know, more common, less deadly, but still the kind of thing that can put you down for a couple days at a time, whatever. Like, I'm used to it now, you know? Oh no, my glasses fog up. Whatever. Like, I'm all right. I know where the peanut butter is. It dashes. I can find it without my glasses on. So I'm all right.
I respect all that. That may be me too. But I also kind of think the vaccine is the point. If we're all in a room and everybody in the room has not only been vaccinated but can prove it, then I can take the mask off, right? You're not going to make me wear it
at that point.
But some places may. I don't know. I mean, I just wonder what the stadium, what the county will do. It's 70,000 people.
Right.
So
I mean, good luck enforcing any kind of compliance in that sort of scenario. That could be very challenging, I think. But.
Yeah. Sure. But they did do so. I mean, it was, 10,000 people, but they did do that in the playoffs. You know, like you had to keep it on. Will you have to keep it on? We're all asking this question already, have been for a long time when we get back into social settings. I've been vaccinated. You're not going out as often as I am. I've been out. You sit at a bar. You've got a partition, glass or whatever, and somebody says, "I've been vaccinated. Don't worry." I'm like, okay, thanks, you know, right? You can, once you're seated, you can take the mask off, but when you stand up, you can't, and all that. Well, that'll all continue to play out, but big news from the county executive today, and, you know, there'll be mixed reaction, but exciting, at least, you know, overall, to many, exciting that this is a path to full capacity at the stadium in 2021, and the arena. The conversation about the arena will be more about the Sabres than it will be about procedures, probably. Right. All right, 803-0550 is our number. Sal Capaccio joins us next hour. The Sabres play tonight in Boston. Kind of interesting with the Taylor Hall trade. The Sabres get a player from the Bruins, Anders Bjork, and both are expected to play in this game tonight with their fancy new uniform numbers. Bjork for the Sabres and Hall for the Bruins. So we'll get to that later. We'll take a break here. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our plan is that unless you are vaccinated, you will not have entry to the stadium. It is easy. It is safe. We can then guarantee 70,000 plus people at the stadium. You can be one of those 70,000 fans by getting vaccinated. It's as simple as that. That's what we want for the stadium and the hockey arena, which are both owned by Erie County. We work with the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres to ensure the safety of all who enter, and there's a way to do it. Get vaccinated.
That, of course, the voice of the county executive, Mark Poloncarz. Big news today from him. We can have full capacity in the fall for the Bills and Sabres on one condition. Get your shots. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Bulldog just talked about, I did it too, but I don't know if I said, he talked about getting that Excelsior pass. That is maybe not the only way ultimately, but one way, maybe the recommended way by the local government for you to prove that you've been vaccinated. So you'll walk up with your phone and have that and show that and get in. I did the same thing you did at the same time. I went and got that app because he had just tweeted, you know, you just get the app right now. And I did. It was fast also. But I've only had the one shot. And it was 3 o'clock. And I'm like, I don't know if I really need to do this right now. Because I'm not vaccinated yet. I'm only partly there.
Right. Yeah, it did ask, are you 14 days out from your second shot?
Okay.
So at some point in you know, getting through to the final stages of that. And then it asked specifically for that date, and I put it in, and then I got you're good until the 21st of September.
So. That would be next Thursday for me. So here's what I had in mind. You're going away tomorrow through Tuesday. And then Wednesday we'll have a show, and I will pretend that – I won't say this again after right now. I will pretend that something you said made me very upset, and I will leave. I will not be here on Thursday in protest.
All right.
We'll just have to pick something out, Joe. Pay very close attention. Write this down. Pay very close attention next Wednesday. We'll find something. Maybe it'll actually happen.
I mean, it could.
It could. All right. I have a fantasy dilemma about the hockey game tonight. A little bit of a dilemma.
Well, now I'm going to do what you said you're going to do next Wednesday.
Be mad and leave? Leave early?
I'm going to get up and leave. Whatever. I'm on vacation after today.
See
I'm
if
out.
You can catch an earlier flight.
Right.
So it's the last week of the season in fantasy hockey, Joe's league. And I'm one game out. I have to win this. This doesn't really matter. This is just a prelude. I have to win this week. And I have three goalies. You start two. I have three goalies who are available to me tonight. Their teams play tonight. One is Vasilevsky. They are at Nashville, Tampa. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's ever a scenario where if he's in the net, I don't play him.
Right.
Right? I'm playing to win, right?
He's like 30-2. Like he's got a crazy record.
He's going to win the Vezina?
The last time I looked, he was a massive favorite.
Could he win the Hart? Who wins the Hart? Matthews? Who wins the Hart? McDavid?
McDavid.
McDavid probably, although I think Matthews has a case. I mean, he's leading in goals by 7 or 8 now, I think.
32, is it?
Yeah, he's having a tremendous year.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Hellebuck is the only other, but I think Vasilevsky's, like Joe said it, he's a clear favorite.
Do I get an extra draft pick or something if my guy wins the Vezina?
No, but that could be a rule proposal for the offseason.
Let's make it one. Yeah. Let's make it one. We'll have all the next 5 shows to talk about that stuff after today. All right, so Vasilevsky, 1, lock it in. If he starts, he's playing. My other two goalies are the Buffalo-Boston goalies tonight, assuming Ullmark. Ullmark and Jeremy Swayman for Boston. So, season on the line. Do I start the favorite, Jeremy Swayman, or Linus Ullmark? Do I consider that Swayman is just kind of a fill-in? Do I consider that I want Buffalo to win?
I wouldn't consider that. But it's not – I don't know. Buffalo is – you know, they've been –
better.
They played all right while you were away, and even – I don't know. Were you back by Sunday? No. You know, they're scoring goals. And Ullmark, I – you know.
More shots.
It's not an easy decision. You have to play – you have to have two, like, if they're active. In other words, like, you can't just have a guy that's not playing in the lineup and no points.
I could, but I don't think I want to do that.
Okay.
I have to pick one. I could play them both.
Yeah.
And then have – you get points for a win, but none off for a loss. I could
– But just – yeah. Ensure... You want to avoid the sort of disaster I had last Friday, which was the Minnesota guy, Kakkonen, had like a – he gave up 9 goals in an NHL game. Like, he played the whole game, gave up 9 goals. That just so you know, at least in our scoring, in our ESPN league, that's minus 12.2 points.
Yeah.
It's what that was.
I cut that guy recently.
So you don't want that.
Yep.
So I could
play both of the Sabre Bruin goalies and get a win for sure, but I have Vasilevsky. Boston is minus 310. That is massive. They are a huge favorite to win the night. And the Sabres are down a lot. Look at the lineup. Let's look at the lineup. It's kind of interesting in a fun way. Bjork is new. Cousins is in. Ratsalainen looks good. That just is one of these many annoying, impossible things the Sabres have forced on us here for years. Is like, can't play this guy. In camp, he was excellent. But they had some other, you know, deeper reason for not giving him a chance. Guys coming in and out, COVID, nope. Goes in, is very good. So they're kind of interesting and fun right now, but still. I mean, Eichel missing. Hall gone. Stahl gone. Montour gone. McCabe hurt. And on and on. Borgen, on and on it goes. So it's...
No, it's thin. It's thin. Yeah, no, I mean, there's no doubt. Cody Eakin is still playing. Somehow we made it through all this, and he's just there every night.
Like, right. Risto, okay, right.
Thanks for that. So I don't know. It's not an easy call to me. Appreciating how heavy a favorite the Bruins are, it's hockey, and I just don't know. I wouldn't. I can't pick for you. I'm tempted to lean Ullmark myself.
Really?
Yeah.
More shots. Saves count.
Right.
If the Sabres get outshot 40, I'll run the math. Not right now, but if the Sabres get outshot 40-20 in this game and lose 2-1, I don't know which goalie has more points.
They would be close, but I think Ullmark would come out ahead. In a
38 saves
like that.
And a loss. 38 saves and that's it.
Yep.
Versus 19 saves and a win. It's close. All right, well, we'll have to decide.
Make a call.
I mean, who am I going to – I'm calling Bulldog right now to find out. He's gonna, why does he lecture me?
Make a call.
Why don't – what's holding you back?
I can't. I'm not allowed because on Saturday morning I tweeted about losing 12.2 points on Kaapo Kähkönen for the Minnesota Wild. And, like, I got a lot of pushback. Like, somebody better tell Mike you're tweeting about fantasy hockey at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday.
Yeah, if you want to avoid that, I mean, who's more likely to just obliterate, just go off in this game and let everything in and let 6 or 7 in, and then you lose because of that game? I don't think that's happening to Ullmark. So he might be a safer bet, even though he's less likely to get the win.
Did either team play last night? No.
Nope.
What's the deal with Rask?
I don't know.
It's kind of a mystery, yeah.
He's been out a little bit since the last time they played.
Yeah, and Halak obviously is out too. So they're at Swayman and some Vader or somebody.
Swayman and Vader, Joe.
Swayman and Vader.
Okay. Well, it is kind of a cool game, isn't it? Like to see the new player and even Hall.
Yeah, I mean, you could, you know, someone out there is driving around in their car right now listening to us have this conversation is going, Hall's getting a hat trick tonight, you idiots. Like, of course, in this year, the way things have gone, he's going to be free of the Sabres shackles and, like, the goals are just going to pour out like water for him tonight. I don't know.
Let's have a fun bet. Somebody want to take, I don't even care which side I'm on, I just want to be in on it. Will Hall score more goals against the Sabres this year than for them?
Oh, I think I would bet the yes side up for that.
He
still has to score 3 in 6 games. That's, you guys are both like confidently yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it just feels like that's what's going to happen. And I know, like, that what is that? Why do I say that? Like, I often try to be the guy that's going, you know, everything doesn't always go wrong. But that's Ryan O'Reilly going and winning the cup in the Conn Smythe after being traded away by the Sabres for a team that was in last place after New Year's even, but still managed to go do all that. So, of course, this guy's going to leave and go play, you know, like he used to be able to play.
I want to bet against that thinking, but I still think I like the over.
Yeah, right.
Because of the team he's on, because mm-hmm. of the team the Sabres are. Really, that's just all of it for me is just like, he's been so unlucky this year. Now he's going to get a better everything and weaker competition. Their Sabres are never the better team in these games. So everything should just be easier for him. And I kind of think like goals will pour in.
Right. He's on the better team and he's in a more sheltered spot in the lineup because he's not, he's not going to be facing the top guys for the other team. Because that's reserved for Pastrnak and Marchand and Bergeron.
But who even is that on the Sabres?
Well, right. I mean, I think it's him. But wherever he's been, it's probably been that. I mean, I don't know. I'm not studying these line matchups in these games because, man, it's just, they haven't
you
got
to live your life. You just have to live.
Months.
You have to live
but,
your life.
You know, so I don't know. Maybe the competition level point isn't rock solid, and it might just be anecdotal because I don't have the data to back it up. But he's on a better team, and he's not at the top of the lineup.
All right, just for fun, it's my idea, so let's just play it out. If it's 2, I win. It's got to be 3 or more goals.
2.5.
The line is 2.5. You guys both want over?
Yeah.
I'll take the other side.
I'll take over.
10 each?
Yeah, sure. Whatever you guys want.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I hate it, so I don't want it to be too high.
Right.
I don't hate it. I don't like it.
Right. You're being a good sport by thinking of the idea and ceding the position you favor to Joe and I.
I sure am, Bulldog.
First what we wanted to do.
That's right. That's fine. That's good enough for me. I just want to be in on it. No conviction. No. Right. I just want to be included. I just want to be in on it. So there it is. All right. We have action. Sal Capaccio joins us after 4. We'll talk about the announcement from Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Yes. Full stadium, full arena, that's the plan. The county supports that, but vaccination proof will be mandatory. No tests, none of that anymore. We don't know about masks. I'm not sure they do yet, but you will have to prove that you've been vaccinated to get in. It's a big one, even around the league, and maybe hockey too, but I think what the Bills have here from Erie County is a real step compared with where a lot of teams are. I'm not sure many teams at all have sort of made any sort of announcement or plans about next year. And again, this is not the Bills announcement. This is the county executive. Somewhat interestingly, on a day when one particular line of vaccines has been paused, even by Erie County, because of a few blood clot issues, and so there are challenges there. But even on that day, this announcement comes out. Very interesting. So we'll talk to Sal about that and also a couple of other, there's always a lot around the NFL. The draft is just a little more than 2 weeks away. It'll be great. 803-0550 is our number. Sabres and Bruins tonight here. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think you'll see this speed, quickness, agility, tenacious, unrelenting effort. He practices that way. He carries himself that way. And then you factor in the intangibles of the person that he is, the character that he is. But his teammates love him. I do know that. He brings a good personality to the group. A lot of intangibles, you know, when you have wear and tear of a long season and you go to the rink every day, the ups and downs that can ensue. He brings a lot of life, energy, and personality as well that you won't see necessarily in a game.
Don Granato, he also appeared on WGR this morning. He's talking about Anders Bjork right there, will make his Sabres debut tonight, wearing number 96. No Sabres player has ever worn that number in a game, so cross it off the list of unworn numbers.
It's the highest number in Sabre history ever worn.
No.
Mm-mm.
95.
99.
Wilf Paymont.
Wilf Paymont?
I think so.
Well, Hockey Reference, they got to get on that.
Well, I'm almost sure of it.
They're not on that?
Playing out the end of his career here, he wore 99.
They've got, Hockey Reference at least only has up to 95 with Justin Bailey and Dominic Kuhn.
He wore 99 for the Leafs, but not, or the Nordiques, but not the Sabres, according to Hockey Reference. He wore 27.
Oh, okay.
So this is post-Playfair.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, right. So it is the highest number then, or will all be the highest number then worn by a Sabre. Taylor Hall not allowed to wear 4 for Boston.
You don't say.
You don't.
Or
I don't
9.
Say.
9 was another of his. He wore 9 maybe in New Jersey.
He did, yeah.
Scott Stevens probably in New Jersey.
And he wore 91 in Arizona.
Yeah.
What does that take into?
9 is also retired in Boston, Johnny Busick.
Did Sagan wear 91 for Boston?
Sagan wore 19 for Boston. He wears 91 in Dallas. I can't imagine it's retired.
No, nobody retires 91. If there's one thing I know about sports.
Yeah, but they have not issued it. The last player to wear it for the Bruins would be Mark Savard was injured wearing it. And that was after Sagan? He wore 19. You just said it. Yeah, so Savard was 91. That's the last 91. I don't know how many other 91s Boston has in their history.
That's it. It's just Savard. I'm looking now.
I saw a quote from him saying, like, I'm fine if Taylor Hall wants to use my number. I guess they out of respect for his career ending wearing that number, they have never wanted to issue it or hadn't issued it. It might just be a coincidence, but anyway, he felt compelled to give his blessing to Taylor Hall to wear his number, so he did.
Well, Hall's wearing 71, and Savard coincidentally also wore 71 for the Bruins.
Did he say that was okay?
He's wearing 71. I'm sorry. Wait, what?
So he wore both.
Yeah, Hall's wearing 71. We're wondering about 91 because that's what he wore in Arizona, and that's Mark Savard. But Savard also wore 71, which Hall picked.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on.
I'm confused now. All right. But he is wearing 71 on the Bruins.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So Mark Savard didn't need to give his blessing, but he did. Sorry. I'll
give mine. I'm going to give my blessing.
I
also bless
there.
That choice.
Unless Savard told him no.
It's my
you
blessing.
Can't have 91.
Right?
I bless Bjork's number choice as well, 96. I'm fine with it. Just stay away from the hundreds. Hopefully hockey can stay away from the hundreds. I'm not sure I'll bless that.
Nothing but errors in this segment here. Paymont wore 99. Hey. No, he didn't. Taylor Hall's going to wear 91. No, he's not. Well, why did Mark Savard say he could then? I'm so confused.
We got it covered. We got everything buttoned up.
We got there.
Eventually. We got there.
Yep. All right.
We got there.
Good.
All right. No such danger exists when Sal is on. He's not going to make those kind of mistakes. So we'll have Sal on after sports, and he'll prove it to everybody who doubts him.
What's wrong with me now?
Listen. Let's change the subject. Car crashes. Car crashes are bad. They can be very bad. This is no joking matter. Lifelong injuries. And if that happens to you, if you're in a car crash and you don't know what to do, what you could do and maybe should do is call Ramos and Ramos. Josh Ramos and his team of caring attorneys do things differently by treating each and every case equally. So when you have concerns or questions, you can rest assured Ramos and Ramos will speak up and stand up for you and your case, no matter how big or small. A car crash can throw your life into a tailspin, but with Ramos and Ramos, trying to get your life back to normal is just as important as winning your case. There's no cost on your part to talk and hear what they have to say about your case, so call today and get a first or second opinion about your personal injury. Schedule your free consultation at Ramos and Ramos by calling 810-6140. Online at ramosandramos.com. Offices in Buffalo, Niagara Falls, Lockport, and Rochester. Ramos and Ramos, caring attorneys helping good people.